We work with organizations both in business and in sports across North America. And we were finding increasingly that the challenge of execution of strategy came down to a challenge in leadership. It was the stumbling block. So we wanted to really understand what it is leaders could do differently to help them with execution of strategy. And as we got deeper and deeper into it, we found that there were six habits that people could adopt and master that would enable them to be better leaders. So the genesis of the book was to help organizations achieve their goals and through the leadership that they provided.
It seems like almost a no-brainer, Mike, that if the leader is not up to the challenge, the team would not be up to the challenge. Why do people have to still be reminded this?
Yeah, I love that, Ashley. Google leadership and you get a billion hits. So why, with so much literature, is it such a major challenge? And I think part of it is times change and leadership habits. We get entrenched in the old way of leading and we get a little bit stuck. But I think more often than not, and what we see is people view leadership the wrong way. They see leadership as widgets. In hockey world, they see leadership as getting the right components on the team, the right players in the mix, which is part of it for sure. But they miss out on two critical pieces. One is look in the mirror, because leader change starts with me and I have to be the driving force. I can't ask for change from others if I'm not leading the change myself. And the second is the definition of leadership. Like, what is it? And we refer to leadership as enabling people individually and collectively to be the best versions of themselves in pursuit of a common goal or a noble goal. It sounds so simple, enabling people to be the best version of themselves in pursuit of a noble goal. But many leaders we meet, in fact, regrettably, most leaders that we meet are focused more on the technical components, the widgets, as it were.
We're talking to Mike Watson, who is a co-author of Rise Up, Leadership Habits for Turbulent Times. And one of the reasons we got Mike to talk to us is because he found someone in St. Louis, Missouri, who personified one of those six habits you were talking about, which I find very interesting because, as you mentioned, hockey is such an aggressive sport. Hockey is just, you know, all grit and blood and spit and everything, you know. But the habit you're talking about with general manager Doug Armstrong of the St. Louis Blues is humility.
Yeah. First off, let's call out how you define hockey: grit, blood, and spit, Ashley. That's as good as it gets right there.
I'm a huge Blues fan. I'm in Missouri and I love watching hockey. It's so much fun. So I'm not saying that in a derogatory way at all.
And I'm a small town Canadian boy. So when I hear someone from Missouri talking about hockey as grit, blood, and spit, I know I've got a kindred spirit down in Missouri, because that's what the sport is all about. And then, as you say, we get this general manager, who Doug Armstrong, who is all about humility, and they sound to be at odds with one another. You think of the culture of tough and grit and hold your problems to yourself and just dig in. It sounds contrary to humility, which is thinking about others.
Did you pick him? Yeah. How did
well,
you?
Well, I met Doug during the 2010 Olympic Games, and he's a Canadian, and he was one of these assistant general manager of the Canadian Olympic team. And actually, I just watched him. You know, I just watch people. I was involved with the team, had a minor role, and I just watched people, and I watched the way he carried himself. And, you know, there's that adage, or I don't know, it's an adage, but people, when they interview, they want to go to a restaurant to see how the person they're interviewing interacts with the server or with the host at the restaurant. And are they respectful? Are they kind? Are they caring? And in this area where egos tend to get pretty large and the glaring spotlight is on, Doug carried himself differently. His interaction with people showed this incredible level of caring and respect without diminishing his own confidence or his confidence in himself one iota. So he was obviously very confident in who he was, and yet he took the time to get to know other people, the people around him. And it wasn't something I got to see often in people in that elite level in sports, in professional sports. But Doug had that. So after the Olympics were over, it was a few years later, probably 4 or 5 years later, we kept in touch. And I sent him a note saying, I'm writing a book on leadership. Would you mind giving me a bit of your time? And not surprisingly, this humble leader said, oh, I'd love to, Mike, I'd love to. And we spent a good couple of hours on the phone, and we really probed what his philosophies are on leadership. And it just, everything that I watched him do, he spoke of. And that was really cool because it demonstrated that this wasn't an accident. His leadership was deliberate. So it should be no surprise that the St. Louis Blues continue to be a strong team and a playoff contender.
Maybe that's why we see some of the players and some of the interactions, but there's a lot of personality in the team. And throughout Missouri, we tend to really gravitate toward this particular Blues team.
Well, what's not to gravitate to? Like they draw you in, these guys, because they act as brothers. You can see it. You can see the caring, the love for one another that shows the sacrifices they make for one another on the ice. And when you see that as a fan, as an observer, you're just drawn in. You know, St. Louis isn't my team. I come from Canada. I watch the Montreal Canadiens and the Vancouver Canucks, but I get drawn into these St. Louis games because of the way these guys interact with one another.
General Manager Doug Armstrong shared with you some of his beliefs or tactics or approaches. Can you share with us a couple of those? Obviously, not giving away the book that you've just published, but what are some of the things Missourians can learn from him?
Well, I'm going to give you a quote, Ashley, from Army, as he's known, from Doug Armstrong. And he's talking about leadership here. He says, you need to look outside of what you need and think about what everyone else needs. As you move up the food chain, this sacrifice must get greater and greater. My goal, says Doug, is to get everyone to feel good about themselves and make them feel part of what we are trying to accomplish. Now let those words land and then think about this team that you see on the ice, the sacrifices they make. Because leaders, the top leader sets the tone, has the most significant influence on the culture of an organization. And here we have a top leader who is selfless. It's not about my accomplishments. I got to be thinking about what they need. And that is his ethos. And it carries its way right onto the ice. Now, will they win the Stanley Cup? That's a pretty tough chalice to raise. But will they compete every year and be a contender? The answer is yes, because they've created that culture.